A new gallery is in the works at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Louis Meluso, the museum's executive director, says it will be used to permanently display a collection of beam porcelain that had once belonged to William Knight.
Dr. Knight was a prominent orthopedic surgeon in the Fort Smith area for many years during the 60s and 70s. And in 1980, both he and his wife donated a large collection of beam porcelain to the art center, the Fort Smith Art Center, as it was called back then. And we still have those objects in our collection.
Beam porcelain was founded by Edward Beam in 1950 in Trenton, New Jersey. Meluso says the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum collection contains about 170 pieces.
It's a unique process that dates back over 2,000 years to early China, and it is incredible in its delicacy and its attention to detail. And most of the subjects are natural subjects like birds and animals, and they has to be seen to believe to see the detail in these particular pieces.
The porcelain is known for its hand-painted colors and the lifelike detail. Pieces can range in price from a couple hundred dollars to thousands. Some rare pieces have even gone for as much as $100,000. Beam sculptures can be found in museum collections and have been presented to every U.S. president since Eisenhower. Meluso says the William Knight collection is the largest in the state of Arkansas.
So we're hoping that this will help bring visitors into town to visit this particular collection and also be a unique educational tool in the natural history side for young adults and children.
Beam porcelain was founded by Edward Beam in 1950 in Trenton, New Jersey. Meluso says the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum collection contains about 170 pieces.
We have some large pieces, some birds particularly, that are quite dramatic with their full wingspan, and those have special display needs that we're addressing now.
The gallery will display about 100 to 120 pieces at a time. The porcelain is currently in storage. Once it's transported to the museum, it will have to be cleaned and properly affixed.